248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks. Ukraine's president made a personal plea to members of Congress today for more aid in its war with Russia.
American leadership is crucial, is keeping this unity together, a unity that serves the entire free world.
Without it, President Biden says the Kremlin will win. But there's not much movement happening on Capitol Hill. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Even if Senate negotiators can pull something out, and negotiators told us late today, they're still weeks away, likely, from getting a deal. The hardliners in the U.S. House may not go for it. One Democratic negotiator told us, you can't think of a more vexing, complicated issue to put onto a Ukraine aid package than immigration. This is a puzzle that the U.S. House and Senate are about to leave behind when they leave town, likely later this week.
International pressure is growing for another ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
The Israeli military says it has retrieved the bodies of two hostages in Gaza, a young woman and a soldier. The woman was a model who was kidnapped from a big music festival during the terrorist attack on October 7th. Her family says she was killed by Hamas in captivity.
Investigators just cracked a huge wildlife trafficking ring.
Four big cats, as well as teeth and claws from lions, thousands of turtle eggs, rhino horns, and more than 1,300 live birds were seized in the action known as Operation Thunder. Interpol and the World Customs Organization say more than 500 were arrested globally.
That's CBS's Allison Keyes. A medical examiner in Maine just sent part of the Lewiston shooter's brain to be studied for possible signs of CTE. Experts say that could explain his sudden violent behavior. The Army Reservist killed 18 people in late October. There's another eye drop warning. Here's CBS's Alexander Tin.
The FDA now says it is urging Americans not to buy any eye drop products that are labeled as homeopathic. After months of recalled eye drops from dozens of manufacturers after an FDA crackdown on over-the-counter drops found many were contaminated with germs or made with illegal ingredients like silver sulfate or argentum, which the agency says can permanently discolor people's eyes.
The Federal Reserve could issue a rate hike pause when it releases its final report of the year. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
You need about $120 today to afford what $100 was able to buy you back in November of 2019. And that is clearly something that the Fed will be focusing on and discussing when they release their policy decision tomorrow.
The Dow added 173 points today. This is CBS News.
The holiday season is right around the corner. Give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin's Board of Regents is going for a do-over on a vote to unfreeze money for pay raises and building new buildings. They had rejected a deal between System President Jay Rothman and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Saturday. The Board of Regents will meet again Wednesday to vote on the same deal. In exchange for the money, the system would repurpose over 40 positions related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Republican leaders on Tuesday said that the four unconfirmed regents could see their jobs on the line regardless of how they voted on Saturday. Governor Evers is encouraged by the possibility of more Amtrak service in Wisconsin. The state is getting $2 million from Washington to study increasing passenger train opportunities from the Twin Cities to Chicago up to the Fox Valley. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers lose in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers were the first to score late in the first quarter, but then let it slip away, losing 24-22 to the Giants. Quarterback Jordan Love lost a fumble and later threw an interception.
Yeah, you know, it was a bad read. Kind of got hung up too long, just held my eyes kind of to the left a little too long. Safety was able to play over the top, and just not a good read, not a good ball.
New York quarterback Tommy DeVito led the Giants on a fourth quarter comeback. Head coach Brian Daboll.
Yeah, it's his job. Third game of over 100 quarterback rating. Made good decisions, took care of the ball, used them in a run game. Kid's done a good job.
NBA, the Bucks game went into overtime, but they beat the Bulls 133-129. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 32 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists.
He was moving the ball, sharing the ball, making the right play.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Teen tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 35 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, lows around 23. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more.
Did you know Wisconsin Rapids used to be two towns, one on each side of the river? Centralia consolidated with Grand Rapids, but residents wanted a name change. Too much mail ended up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, not Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids became the official city name in 1920. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on Tuesday, December 12th. That's a great day to Nightlight, let's be honest. Let's go. Got a great show for you tonight and some really interesting guests. I love talking to people. I love knowing their stories, finding out how they got to where they are, whether in show business or not. Absolutely love it. Tonight we are going to talk to someone in central Wisconsin who's going to tell us about the theater scene there. So we'll get a little local flair, and there's an improv group there we're going to talk about. This is really cool, too. In just a few minutes, at the bottom of the hour, music duo, Green Bay Music Duo, 7,000 Apart, is going to perform live in the studio. They're going to do a couple songs for us. They have a great story, so I'll save it for them, but they're phenomenal. You're not going to want to miss that. And then at the top of the hour, I'm going to be joined by Civic Media News Director, an avid volleyball fan, who recently passed or got his qualifications to be a volleyball ref. That's how much he loves volleyball. Terry Bell will join me, a great guy and a guy I've been friends with for a long time. And then very excited as well, in the second hour, actor Richard Reilly will join us. His credits are insane. He was in Office Space, Casino, Fried Green Tomatoes, Black Rain. He's got almost 500 acting credits. He is originally from Wisconsin, went out to Hollywood, and he has pretty much worked nonstop since the day he got there. And I have an interesting story. Richard and I crossed paths about 5 years ago, like three times within 3 months. It was very interesting. So very excited to have him on here and talk to him. He's the guy from Office Space. His character's name was Tom Smakowski, and he's the guy that came up with the jump to conclusions map. And now you're all probably going, oh, I know that guy. He's in everything. And he is. He's just a phenomenal actor and an even better guy. We're going to talk to Richard at 9:30. So we got a great show. Great guests lined up. Some great music happening right here in the studio. We are broadcasting live, by the way, from the City Deck Studios at UWGB in Green Bay. The beautiful new studios. Tonight's question, folks, it's a big one, because there's a big birthday today. Maybe one of the greatest all-time names in show business, Frank Sinatra, was born today. And our question tonight, we'll talk a little bit about Frank, maybe play a tune or two, but our question is, what's your favorite Frank Sinatra song? Let us know. We're here waiting. I have an idea. If it has to be New York, New York, I'm fine with that. Personally, that's maybe one of the most overplayed songs, but it's better. It's better when Frank Sinatra sings it than an office Christmas party group singing it, or hairdressers singing it at a karaoke or whatever. It's a really grating song unless Sinatra's singing it. But if that's your favorite, I want to hear about it, because the guy's got an incredible catalog. We'll talk a little bit about his life tonight. It was fascinating. But let us know what your favorite Frank Sinatra song is. It's 920-264-0606. What is your favorite Frank Sinatra song. And if you want to put Frank Sinatra movie on there, you can. He had a great career as an actor, too. But in the meantime, we're going to talk. I don't even know where to begin. We got a lot of show. And some sad news today, too. Andre Brower, I just learned, passed away from Rob Thomas of the Capital Times in Madison. He just tweeted, or X'd, or whatever you call it now. I can't keep up. That the actor Andre Brower passed away. He played a detective on Homicide: Life in the Street. And he was in Brooklyn 99. I'm sorry. He's got a ton of credits too, movie and TV. Phenomenal actor and gone too soon. I didn't think he was that old, and he wasn't. I think he was like low 60s maybe. If only there was a way I could find that out. Siri and Google, stand by. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to talk Frank Sinatra. We got some great guests in studio music. It's all happening here from the WGBW City Deck Studios. Maybe I can get, you know, if I was a really good host, I could get Frank Sinatra in here. Because that was cool. I moved to L.A. in the mid to late 90s. And the day he died, I remember driving. And up in the sky, there was cloud painters or skywriters? Skywriters, I guess. They posted "So Long, Frank" in the sky. And I was like, oh my gosh. I live in the same town as Frank Sinatra. For 2 years of my life, Frank and I were neighbors. Through the mountains, over the canyon, but we're practically neighbors. I should have invited him over, ask him to bring like a potluck or something. That's how we do it in Wisconsin. I could have brought a little Wisconsin to Hollywood like I try to do every night. So Andre Brower gone, Frank Sinatra's birthday. And I don't even know where. I guess we should talk about Frank Sinatra. Conrad, what do you think? What do we do first? Sinatra?
Yeah, Sinatra for sure.
For sure, right? You going to laugh at my jokes tonight?
Of course. Okay. I always do.
I hope. Well, I don't know. Last couple nights you kept that mic off, buddy.
Oh, I'll keep it on.
Okay. So I'm so excited. Richard really, he's a Wisconsin. I love when I talk to Wisconsinites who lived in LA and were in Hollywood and made a career. And his acting is like identifiable with his lineage or where he's from, a native son. He's just a working man's actor who works his butt off. He's great. I can't wait to talk to him. So Frank Sinatra, this is pretty cool. He was born, his nickname was the chairman of the board. Later they called him Old Blue Eyes. And the reason I'm talking about him tonight, A, I love his music. I do, for sure. But he was called by many critics the greatest entertainer of the 20th century. Now, Taylor Swift was not around then, so I don't know how he would have measured up. We'll leave that. That's a discussion for the ages. But he sold over 150 million records. One of the greatest music sellers of all time. Here are some interesting facts, though, that I found out. Frank Sinatra weighed 14 pounds when he was born. I think he was like 120 pounds when he only put on like 105 pounds his whole life. He had to be delivered with a forceps, which caused severe scarring to his left cheek, neck, and ear, and perforated his eardrum. Why is that significant? Because he was a singer with an amazing voice, amazing pitch. His eardrum and the scars remained for the rest of his life. His grandmother resuscitated him, her grandson, by holding him under cold water until he finally took his first breath. That's scary. But it always makes me wonder, all these little injuries and the trauma of his birth, somehow did that arrange his genes so that he had this amazing voice or this delivery when he talked? What is it? I don't know. It's insane, but it happened, and he overcame that to have an incredibly successful career. He was raised in the Catholic Church. His father could not read, but became the captain of the Hoboken Fire Department. He was born in Hoboken, New Jersey. They also owned a tavern in Hoboken, his folks. And he would go there to work on his homework and occasionally sing for spare change. I mean, he did not serve in World War II because of his perforated eardrum. He was teased constantly as a child for being slight and small. And one of his biggest influences was Bing Crosby. Frank Sinatra. By the way, we're asking, what is your favorite Frank Sinatra song? Text it in or call 920-924-0606. You think I'd know the number by now.
Hey, Pete, we got a call actually right now.
Okay. Is this a Sinatra call?
Yes.
Put him through, buddy.
He's on.
All right. It's a he. Hi, who am I talking to?
This is Greg from Waukesha, Pete. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Greg?
Good, good. Listening on WAUK. And I don't know why I always associate Frank Sinatra with the Olive Garden. But, you know, being in my mid-40s, I wasn't really around in Frank Sinatra's heyday. But I have to say, some of my favorite songs are New York, New York, and I Did It My Way, because I really feel like Frank did it his way. You know, I'm sure he was a genuine, loving, caring man, but he did it his way, you know?
He really did.
And,
And Greg, and when he sings My Way, even though he's this big star, don't you totally relate to it? Doesn't it like kind of validate all of our lives when we hear that song?
Yes, yes, I totally. It's like, I want to do it my way, you know?
We all do, for sure.
Yeah, and just one more thing, you know? Yeah. You were mentioning Taylor Swift before. She had a movie made about her. I'm not sure that's Sinatra. I know you mentioned something about a TV series or a book. I'm not sure that Sinatra ever had a movie made about him while he was alive, but hopefully someday, you know, they'll make a movie out of his. I'd go see a movie all about Frank Sinatra.
Absolutely. And I don't know if they made one about him while he was living. I think there have been biopics or documentaries on him. But I will say this, Greg, he was a successful film actor, as you probably know, and he was good. He won an Oscar for From Here to Eternity, Best Supporting Actor in 1953. He won a Golden Globe for Pal Joey in 1957. So now I will give Taylor Swift this. She's probably got a lot more YouTube followers than Frank Sinatra ever had. So, Greg, thanks for the call. You have a great night.
You too, Pete.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Buddy. Thank you. Yeah, Academy Award-winning actor, Golden Globe winner. He won 11 Grammys, and he's been called the best singer of the 20th century. That's so last century. Come on, Sinatra. Get it together. Well, we'll see. We'll play... maybe we'll play one of those Sinatra songs a little later in the show. But Frank Sinatra, it is his birthday and a sad day. As I mentioned, Andre Brower passed away. Phenomenal actor. Homicide: Life on the Street was a great show. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but I love to talk TV and film here on Nightlight. That's kind of what we do. Homicide: Life on the Street. If you're looking for something to find, an old show to find, to lose yourself in, Homicide: Life on the Street, one of the best network shows about cops ever. And by the same creator, David Simon, who created The Wire, really phenomenal show, and filmed in Baltimore on location. Great stuff. So keep those texts coming. We'll read a couple in just a minute. 920-264-0606. Or you can call in like Greg did. We can talk about your favorite Sinatra song. But in a couple minutes, just about a minute here, I'm going to talk to a gentleman named Christopher Bongan. He's going to fill us in on the Central Wisconsin Theater and Improv scene. And after that, the music duo 7000 Apart are here in the studio. You will not want to miss. These guys are about to break. They're a married couple and they're fantastic. This is Pete Schwabba. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Give me a look like I'm way out of bounds. Well, you let one on your board size. But lately when I look into your eyes, I'm going down, down, down.
You're listening.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. We're talking about Frank Sinatra. Tonight, it's his birthday, and I'm asking you, the listener, what is your favorite Frank Sinatra song? Got a couple texts during the break here. Another one from My Way. Our caller in the last segment, Greg, said he liked My Way as well as New York, New York. And Witchcraft. This texter said, My Way and Witchcraft. Witchcraft is a great song. Not really what it sounds like. It's not really about witchcraft. I guess it's about witchcraft. Entrancing a suitor, if you will. So we will be asking that question all night. In just a few minutes, the married music duo 7,000 Apart is going to be in the studio to sing, and they are great. I highly recommend not missing that. Richard Reilly is going to be along a little later, and we're going to talk some Wisconsin women's volleyball with one of their most valuable refs and civic media news director, Terry Bell, at the top of the hour. But right now, part of the what I do on this show, I love talking about show business. We talk about Hollywood. We talk about the shows we're watching. It's great. I love all that. But I also love the local theater scene, the local independent film scene. If you got something going on, reach out and contact us. We'll try to talk to you about it because there's a lot of cool stuff happening here in Wisconsin. And right now we're going to go to Central Wisconsin and find out what's happening there in the theater scene and the improv scene. So please welcome to the show, Mr. Christopher Bongan. Christopher, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. Thank you. Thanks for taking time out on a school night to be with me. This is fun.
Happy to do it.
Yeah. So you live in Stevens Point, correct?
I do.
Okay. So tell us, what is the theater scene like in Stevens Point?
Stevens Point has quite the theater scene. We've got UWSP, and they've got their theater, which has shows, seems like, every month. They just closed a dance show there. We've got the Playhouse Children's Community Theater that just closed Frozen Junior, and they're doing Shrek Junior here in a couple of months.
Oh, they did those in Marinette. Those are both great kids shows. My God, that was so much fun. Yeah.
Yeah, they sold out every night this weekend. People were turned away at the door. It was great. And then we also have the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater. They are just this coming Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they're doing the radio show of Christmas Carol.
Okay.
And then in February, they have a show called Leading Ladies, which is a fantastic comedy by Ken Ludwig. They're actually celebrating their 50th year of doing shows. So they did all Ken Ludwig shows. They did Crazy for You a couple months ago, which I was part of. They're doing Leading Ladies, and then they're doing Post Mortem in May over Mother's Day weekend, which is a great show as well.
Okay, so we're on statewide here. So in Central Wisconsin, Christmas Carol at the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater. Are tickets available, and when is that show?
It is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7. I believe it's at 7.
This week,
nice. Yep. You can get there. It's $5 a ticket, $20 for a family, no matter if it's more than five. You can get the whole family in for $20. It's a staged reading of Christmas Carol with live actors and a live Foley artist. And Thursday night is a pay what you can. So, you know, if you got $1,
nice.
$1, which is great. And, they always do a Christmas radio show. And that's at the Century Theater, at the Century Insurance Building. And you can get tickets, either through ShowTix for You and search for CWACT, or go to CWACT.org and look up their, they've got links to all their tickets through that as well.
Excellent. That civic media is all about localizing everything, politics, sports, theater. I love that what you just said, that an entire family can get it for $20, and you have a night where it's bring pay what you can. That really is inclusive and it celebrates community. And that's really encouraging to hear that. So good for you guys. You're part of an improv group, and this is why I wanted to talk to you. I love that there's an improv group in Central Wisconsin. Not that there aren't around, but you don't hear about that when you hear about Stevens Point. Tell us about the improv group.
So the improv group's name is Subject to Change. We have been together for just a little over a year. A gentleman named Mark Vicker went through a 3-year training program at Second City for improv and sketch. And this was kind of his brainchild brought forth. And we're just kind of getting going with some real gigs coming up here. So we're pretty excited about it. It stemmed, the CWACT does a what we call Final Fridays. It's been around for, I think close to 15 years, where the last Friday of every month, they do a free improv night that anybody can show up to for free, play the games if they want to, just watch if they want to, bring your own beverage. It's a real great time. Nice. And they do that at their rehearsal space. And then a group of us kind of from that, but separate in entity, have created this this group.
Very cool. I'm talking with Christopher Vongen. He is very involved. He's a member of the Subject to Change Improv Group in Stevens Point, as well as the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater in Stevens Point. So can people join? Can anybody join?
We are going to be hosting some auditions periodically. Mark Vicker and another one of our members named Alan Hadlock are going to be kind of running those. We do have a Facebook page if people want to check it out at Subject to Change.
Okay.
And we're also looking for people can call us up if they want to like book us for a party or something like that. We can try to make that happen. We have a group of about 14 people and we usually perform with about 6 to 7 of them, depending on all of our availability.
Very cool. Maybe you guys can start like your own little Second City thing there in Stevens Point, like an offshoot, because they have so many, you know, tent operations in Second City. It's insane. So why not Stevens Point?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Hey, we have about a minute left, Christopher, but I want to ask you, what are you watching? What is a guy in Central Wisconsin who's into the arts, who's into community theater? What are you watching on TV?
Oh, man. I stream everything. I don't pay for cable or internet. And my wife very lovingly got me a subscription to Apple TV Plus.
She wants you to watch more TV. Wow, well, that's a heck of a marriage.
We were trying to find stuff to watch together, and we binge watched Ted Lasso, which if you have not seen, I highly recommend.
I've seen it.
And then we also binge watched Schmigadoon and Schmicago.
I have not seen those. No.
Oh, they are a COVID musical theater brain love child. That the first season they go in and it looks like old time musical theater, kind of making fun of but also paying homage to all the like the old school musical theater. And the second season they end up in Schmicago, which is kind of a throw up of like that middle ground kind of dark. It's really funny. It's huge. It's got all kinds of big stars a part of it. It's really good. I highly recommend checking it out.
I'm going to have to Google these. All right. That's fantastic. Christopher, I appreciate you taking time out, telling us about your really cool groups that you're a part of there in Stevens Point. Go see the Christmas Carol this weekend. Still tickets. Thanks for joining us. Don't be a stranger.
Can I plug our next show?
Quickly, sure.
January 5th at the Annex, which is part of the Fox Opera House that they just refurbished in Stevens Point.
Oh, cool.
We've got a show. It's limited seating, $10 per person, about 75 tickets only. So we're looking forward to
thanks so much.
To breaking
appreciate
in that new space.
Yeah, good luck. Break a leg,
thank you,
as they say. Thanks, Christopher. All right, when we come back, live in the studio, 7,000 apart. You won't want to miss this. They're great. It's Peach Wabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. President Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky are urging Congress to approve more aid to help Ukraine repel Russia's advance. Zelensky saying,
controls the skies, controls the war's duration.
United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk describes the situation in Gaza as extremely precarious, saying the enclave finds itself on the verge of being well beyond breakdown.
There is a clarion call for everyone and for the international institutions that deal with it to take it very seriously and act on it.
Consumer inflation eased slightly in November as gas prices fell. The index rose just 0.1% from October to November. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger adds,
the core rate, which strips out food and energy, was up 4%. That matches the October reading. Prices are still high, but they seem to be coming down.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin property taxes are expected to see its largest increase since the Great Depression next year, though most homeowners probably won't feel it. That's according to the nonpartisan research group, the Wisconsin Policy Forum. The total property tax jump will come out to almost 5%, but two state tax credits included in this year's state budget will bring down how much homeowners actually pay. All three of Wisconsin's veterans' homes are getting federal grants through the state to hire nurses and keep them on the job. The grants to the long-term care homes in King, Union Grove, and Chippewa Falls add up to almost $733,000. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Wisconsin has been losing nurses at almost twice the rate as the rest of the country. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Teen tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 35 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, lows around 23. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
Forget the kitchen chaos and embrace a stress-free celebration. Let Quality Foods in Wisconsin Rapids do the cooking with their complete Christmas ham or prime rib dinners. All you have to do is heat and serve, leaving you more time for making memories and enjoying the holiday spirit. Make this Christmas special with a gift of time and delicious memories. Let Quality Foods do the cooking so you can savor the season. Order your hassle-free holiday meal today from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
News director and women's volleyball ref, Terry Bell, will be here in a little while. Conrad, did you know Terry is a women's volleyball ref?
I did not.
Now you do. Look at that. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, actor Richard Reilly will be joining me. He is from the movie Office Space and Casino. He's going to talk to us about what he's up to. He's got over 300 movie credits. It's going to be really fun. But right now, I am very thrilled. We have a guest in studio tonight, the band 7,000 Apart. It's Amelie and Jonathan are here. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, my pleasure. So you guys are a musical act. You're playing down the street in a couple nights at Hagermeister. Is it Hagermeister?
Yeah, Hagermeister. Yeah. Tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow. So are there still seats available?
I believe so. Yeah, you can either get just come to see us, the concert, or you can get like a nice little dinner package.
You actually have
concert.
Food.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's funny.
Three-course dinner, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So I saw you guys online. I really liked your music.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I thought, you know, I can't go to the show because I'm on the air at that time. So I thought, well, why not just bring them in here, talk to them, and have them in the studio? So welcome, and tell us how this band, is it just the two of you?
Yeah, so okay. We're like the core of 7,000 Apart, and then when we play live, either we do it as just a duo, or we'll play as a trio or a band. We have fantastic musicians that join us.
Nice.
So we get the full band experience as
yeah.
well.
Tell us why, I know the story, but tell the listeners why you named the band 7,000 Apart.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm originally from Stockholm, Sweden, and I came to the U.S. as an exchange student when I was 17. I end up at Preble High School right here in Green Bay, and that's how I met John.
Yeah, so we met in music theory class my senior year of high school. We became friends over music. We ended up dating that whole school year, and then we had to decide whether or not we wanted to break up or try long distance. We tried long distance and ended up spending 3 years in a long distance relationship from Stockholm, Sweden, where Amelie's from, and I was studying in Kentucky. And so we were 7,000 kilometers apart from each other. And so we started it just as a YouTube project, just to have something to do when we were apart.
Did you record separately when you were
apart?
Yeah, so we would put together these like YouTube videos. It was a total mess. It's way easier to do it in person.
Yes,
so we're very happy now. But yeah, so after 3 years long distance, we finally got married. I moved over here, and we lived here for like 7 years.
No kidding.
Here in Green Bay, yeah.
So, and you don't have an accent anymore. You must have been here a while. I was expecting, when I was texting you yesterday, I thought I was reading your text with a Swedish accent. It'll be good to have someone from a different country on the...
I mean, I can do a Swedish accent if you want me to.
Oh, yes.
But, like,
nice.
I kind of feel like it's kind of a lot.
It would be fake, too.
A little bit, yeah.
You've been Americanized now.
Yeah, I'm an American now, too. I'm actually an American citizen.
Yeah,
yeah. So 2 years.
So, okay. So that's like, really long distance relationship. That's true, and you made it, and good for you, and you're married now, and you got a band, and now you're leaving. You said on January 3rd, you're going back to Sweden. Is that how that works?
Yeah, so we actually moved to Sweden about a year ago, and so that is our like main base, I guess. But we were here all of summer playing like over 90 shows, and now we're back all of December as well to play shows and spend time with family.
And we still think of Green Bay as like our home as well, because we lived here for, you know, 6 or 7 years. So it's
we're just
lucky.
You
grew up here, John.
I grew up here, so my family's here, and yeah. So it's a really fun place to come back to, and you feel so at home here, and then we go to Sweden and we feel at home there.
Yeah.
And it's just it's really fun.
That's pretty cool. So do you feel at home here? You like Green
Bay? Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I lived here for 7 years, and so yeah, it feels almost as home as Stockholm does to me. Yeah.
Wow, and there's a few Swedish people here, right?
Yeah.
Just get some Swedish meatballs or
something.
Right?
Once in a while, maybe.
Are you a fan of ABBA?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we definitely throw in a couple of ABBA songs in our
really?
Set sometimes. Yeah.
What? So tell me about your roles in the band. Do you sing, Amelie and Jonathan?
Yeah, so I'm mainly the lead singer, I guess. I play some guitar as well, and some little tambourine, you know?
Yeah, and I do sing as well, but I mostly play guitar and piano. Mm-hmm. So we kind of both do all the things.
Yeah,
but
we write the songs together.
Yeah, write together and... Yeah, just kind of do stuff together, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you you're married, so there's power struggles within that, but how do you manage those, and how do you manage them creatively?
It works really surprisingly well. I mean, otherwise we wouldn't have been able to do this for so long, but we complement each other a lot. Like, yeah. John is very, very creative. I'm a little bit more, like, organized and, like...
I'm very type B. She's very type A. And so it kind of, like, the things that I'm bad at, she's good at. The things that she's bad at, I'm good at. And it just, yeah.
Yeah, and then also we've learned how to, like, wear different hats when we're in different places, you know? Like, when we're home, we're Amelie and John. And then when we're on stage, we are 7,000 apart. Yeah. And when we work together on business stuff, we have to, like, treat each other more like coworkers. And then when we're home, we treat each other more like... like husband and wife, you know?
And it's easy to do that. You just have like an off switch.
No, gosh, it took a while to learn, but it helps.
It's gotten better though, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We're it's something we keep working on.
So how long have you been 7,000 apart? How long is the band?
So we started when we were long distance in 2014. So next year will be 10 years, which feels absolutely nuts. But yeah.
But we were like, 19 or something when we started it?
Yeah.
So
But then we like, properly started like the business, like we have 7,000 apart LLC in 2017. So that's when we started like playing shows and really.
And we've been full time now. This is our third year of doing music full time.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's how cool is that?
Yeah.
No day jobs.
Yeah. No day jobs.
No. Wow.
Yeah.
This is what we do. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Do you want a day job?
We're good.
No, we're good.
Also, do you want a co-host?
Want to work at Target? Yeah. I'd love a co-host. Yeah. Very lonely in here by myself. Conrad never talks to me, so, you know. So that's so cool. So what, is there a good music scene in Green Bay, would you say?
Yeah, in Wisconsin in general. I mean, the amount of live music that we have at bars and restaurants and all the different, like, little small town festivals, plus the big festivals like Mala Music and Summerfest, I would say, like, Wisconsin.
Performing is perfect. Like, Wisconsin is amazing. Like, it's honestly one of the best places, I think, in the U.S. or in the world. Because, like, you can play, I mean, we played, 90 gigs last year, and we played 145 the year before.
Oh, my God.
Mostly in Wisconsin. And, like, I don't think there's any other place you can really do that. That's, like, crazy.
Sounds like you're both type A. Yeah. That's impressive. That's a lot of music.
Yeah.
So I'm talking with the band, the duo, the music duo, 7,000 Apart. They're in studio here. It's Amelie and Jonathan, and they're playing at Hagermeister's on Wednesday. And you guys are going to play something for us right now, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what you're going to play.
We're going to play one of our latest singles. It's called Runaway. And it goes out to anyone who feels like they've ever felt like they don't really fit in.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this goes out.
Take it away whenever you're ready. This is 7,000 Apart.
To be a runaway, but it's harder to be someone else and stay. No one ever really wants to be up the slate. No one ever, no one ever, no one ever wants to feel like a criminal. But it's hard to live your life in the subliminal. No one ever wants to disobey, but it's too late, it's too late. Feelings inside my head when the old me is dying, dying dead. Hey, it's not nice to see you, but it's nice to meet you again for the first time in the moonlight. Hey, it's not nice to see you, but it's nice to meet you again for the first time in the moonlight. Breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it out again. Breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it out again. Breathe it in, breathe it in. You're a runaway, a runaway. You didn't go through that, you lose that. Never choose facts to be used that. You're invasive, can be traced in or erased in. I'm not facing to those channels anymore now. Oh, I don't fit in anymore.
Wow. That was great.
Thank you.
I'm quitting my job here so I can come and see you at Hagermeister.
Oh, okay.
Will you make it worth my while if I come
easy,
back?
Easy choice.
We'll
easy choice.
Whatever you want.
That was really fun. Wow. Okay, now I'm stumped. Like, what are your... You got a little hip hop in there. You got, but it's acoustic. What style is your music? How do you categorize it?
We call it indie pop. I think that's the best way to describe it. But we definitely take inspiration from artists like, I mean, Ed Sheeran. He kind of does a lot of rapping. His,
yeah, I
like,
totally
pop
hear
music,
that.
You know?
Imagine Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know,
Paramore. I mean, like a lot of different influences, and I think we just kind of blend it all into one thing. Mm-hmm. We don't really know if it works, but we like it.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, it totally works.
So
and, you know, of course, everything is derivative, but you want to put your own stamp on it. You draw from other influences. Do you have, like you said, Ed Sheeran, but who, like, historically are your influences?
I mean, I grew up listening. My two favorite bands were Evanescence and Paramore, which are like two rock bands, you know. But for me, it's all about like powerful singers and women. And so, like, I love Adele. I love Sarah Bareilles. Like, I love a lot of those.
I get that. You have like, you're sitting in a chair in a very sterile but cool studio, and you have stage presence. Like, that's really, honest, you're like popping off the chair, and it must be fun for you to sing, Jonathan. I mean, I play a little guitar very poorly, but I sing when I'm by myself. I would never do it in front of people, but you seem to enjoy that part too.
Yeah, I mean, when I met Amelie, I was lead singer of a band, and I met her, and I'm like, oh, I don't need to sing anymore. You know?
And I was playing guitar when I met him, and I was like, I don't need to play guitar anymore.
Wow.
But now we're starting to both.
Now we're starting to both do both, and it's been really
fun.
Yeah.
So, Jonathan, who are your influences musically?
My biggest influence was actually a band called Switchfoot.
Yeah.
They're kind of like in the Christian market, but also kind of not alt rock sort of thing.
Okay.
I love them. They just like the songwriting. I love songwriting. And so anyone who is good at songwriting is kind of a big influence for sure.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And you guys know, I don't know if you knew this, Frank Sinatra, this is his birthday today.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you Frank Sinatra fans?
I mean, I feel like you kind of have to be if you exist on the planet.
Yeah.
Because it's just like,
if you're a musician, for sure.
Yeah.
Where can people, other than Wednesday night, where can people see you guys?
So we're actually going to be up at the Potawatomi Casino up in Carter this weekend. And then you can find all of our other dates for December on our website, 7000apart.com/tour. Or you can go to our Facebook page, just 7000 Apart.
You know what the best thing is about you guys being a duo?
What?
You save money on hotel rooms. And you get to pocket all the money. I used to do stand-up comedy, and I'd be up there. They put a band up after us, and there's like nine guys. I'm like, oh, my gosh, they got to split all that money nine ways.
Yeah.
Yours is going into the same account. Very, very heady business
all
move.
100% planned. 100%. Super, yeah.
Well, this is great. You're going to stick around? We just have to do some business for like a minute, and you're going to sing something else too, right?
Absolutely.
For sure.
Okay, fantastic. I have 7000 Apart is in the studio. They're playing at Hagermeister's. On Wednesday night, they're with me for another segment. Do not go away. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Badger fans looking for holiday fun for the whole family? Get your tickets and join Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center in December. For more information on Badger men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. A lot of shows still coming up. Richard Reilly, the actor, is going to be here. He is one of the stars of Office Space and Casino. And Terry Bell will be along in just a few minutes. He is the Civic Media News Director, and he's also a volleyball ref. How do you like that for a dual career? Pretty cool, huh? He'll be along just in a few minutes just to talk about both of those duties he performs here. Right now, I'm talking with the band 7,000 Apart. They are a Green Bay band, Green Bay-based music duo. They're playing at Hagermeister on Wednesday, which is right down the street here in Green Bay. They just performed a song. They're going to do another one in a couple of minutes, so... I have to ask you guys, when you write songs, are they always about each other? And if you have lyrics like that are intimate, not intimate, but like romantic, do you go, wait a minute, that never happened with us? Like, how does that work?
I feel like we should.
Yeah, it would be smart. We should write more love songs. We've said that we need to write more love songs for the next album. For the second album that we just finished, which we're very excited about.
What's it called? And Feel Your Feelings. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
And it's all about mental health. So, nice. Like, because we struggled a lot during COVID and all that. And so we wrote songs that related definitely to us, but less about, like, our romantic relationship and more, like, maybe our relationship with ourselves. Yeah. And we wrote songs that we felt like we needed to hear.
Very nice. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So you guys are going to do another song. First, I want to ask you, if I didn't already ask you this, where can people see? Oh, you told me the casino. Any other Green Bay dates? Because I know you're leaving on January 3rd.
Yes, in Green Bay, we're playing, I think it's the 27th at Titletown. We will be outside playing some Christmas music
outside.
For the skaters.
Outside. Oh, wow. Okay. We've done that before as well.
Yeah, a little kid, probably like 4 or 5 years old, he took a big handful of snow and stuffed it in our tip bucket.
Oh, my gosh.
And then looked at us and laughed.
Looked us in the eyes and was just like, take that, you know. Yes,
you call the cops on that kid. All right, so tell us a little bit about what you're going to play now. What do you got? What do you got lined up for?
Yeah, we're going to play our latest single. It's called Lights Go Down, and it's just about how we, no matter what, we're always going to do music because that's what we love. It doesn't matter if we get to be on the radio or play in front of thousands of people or if we're just at home and just in our living room.
And we wrote it after being on Sweden's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, yeah. All right, let's hear. This is 7,000 Apart with their latest single, Lights Go Down.
Sing to the ones that the feet. Give me a beat to live for free. Make something the world has never seen. With a guitar, a tiny car, just as a mouse to play at a bar. Coming to the top to fall a long way down. Singing to myself when nobody's around. Lights on my name till the lights go out. Lights on my name till the lights go. Cha cha da da cha da da cha da da cha. Cha cha da da cha da da cha da 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 cha. If you go high, I'll go low. Take a shot or two. Something in a song will keep it coming. Never the best or smartest. Never giving up. I'm failing a test. Don't need me. Can't read me. Can't feel me. So don't be me. Climbing to the top to fall a long way down. Singing to myself when nobody's around. Lights on my name till the lights go out. Lights on my name till the lights go. Yeah. till the lights go, yeah. I'm coming to the top of all the long way down. Singing to myself when nobody's around. Lights on my name till the lights go out. Lights on my name till the lights go.
All right, I got two words for you. House band. Come on in here. You could be the house band every night.
I love that.
That was fantastic.
We'd adore that.
Thank you.
So tell us what the song called again, Lights Go Down?
Lights Go Down,
Lights
yeah.
Go Down, yeah.
And where can people hear that if they want to?
On Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever you listen to music.
We're getting
CDs,
vinyls printed up, all the stuff.
I only listen to music that people play here in the studio, so I'm a little behind. I'm playing catch up. So no, that was really, really outstanding.
Thank you so much.
So you're going to Sweden on the 30th. Are you coming back to Green Bay anytime? Do you have plans to come back?
Okay. We are coming back late May, probably, and we're going to stay all summer to play shows.
Okay.
So like there'll be probably around 100 shows this summer again.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's fantastic. So now I got to ask you, this is a hard question. This is where I turn into Barbara Walters. I'll try not to make you guys cry.
Okay.
You're married and you have a band. What if one of those things goes awry? You keep the marriage together to keep the band together and vice versa? How does that work? Are you worried about that?
So there's like a few Swedish duos. There's one called Flora Cash that we're kind of acquaintances with, and then another that we don't know personally, but they're called Smith and Tell. And I think that exact situation happened to them.
Yeah.
Like they were dating and they separated. And I think the thing is, like, you kind of, when it's your livelihood too, like, what do you do?
Yeah.
You know? So
you muscle
through
it. I mean,
we don't have any. The thing is, like, we like, I would say we have a very good relationship. Like, we don't fight. Like, we're very, like, attuned. Like, so far, so good, you know? Like,
right.
We're 7 years into this marriage, and, like, we're doing great.
Okay.
And I think we would, I mean, the thing is, we really deeply care about each other, you know? And if things would go
maybe
awry,
we'll turn it into, we've been talking about, like, making a side project. Like, if 7,000 Part fails...
Yeah. That's
we'll call
the,
it ripped
that's
apart.
More likely.
7,000 ripped apart.
We'll call it ripped apart.
Okay.
Yeah. And so like either way, whatever might fail, we could do ripped apart as like
a metal band.
Yeah. And so we can like scream at each other on stage. How do you feel about that?
You guys have a lot to work.
We're thinking ahead.
So.
Thinking ahead for this scenario.
And I'm here to help. That's what this is. Hey, it's 7,000 apart. They're playing down the street at Hagermeister. Check them out. Check out their music on Spotify. Have a great trip and come back and see us when you get back. All right, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Terry Bell joins me next.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
WFHR. Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky urge Congress to approve more aid to help Ukraine in its fight against Russia.